Joining on us on the line this morning is the Auto Show President Lou Vitantonio. It is the Cleveland Auto Show, which opens up on February 23rd. When is that, Craig? That's
like, this Friday.
Oh, my God, it's Friday. Lou, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. You're making room for Optimus Prime. That's what I've seen everywhere on social media now. How exciting is that?
It is pretty neat. It's a full-size Freightliner truck that matches what was in the movie, and it's just it's a nice thing to look at, and I think the kids will get excited about it, and certainly some adults.
Hey, Lou, for people who want to put the pedal to the metal, what can they expect at this year's show?
Well, I mean, everything's new inside the IAC Center. The carpet, the cars. We have 850 cars with 35 manufacturers represented. You can see and sit in everything, you know, that you want to see as far as vehicles are concerned. But at the same time, we have 9 manufacturers that are going to allow you to take those cars off the premises and drive them. 14 different brands. So 9 manufacturers, 14 different brands are offering ride and drives to allow people to actually get in the vehicle and drive them. So it's a natural progression. You're going to see everything under one roof in a low-pressure environment, and then go outside and actually drive it. And then ultimately, we sell a lot of cars, you know, as a result of the auto show, and that's what it's all about, you know, getting people interested and getting them excited about the vehicles.
I don't want to veer too far off course here, but did you say you have new carpeting?
that entire facility is carpeted. Obviously, the auto show it's really important about, you know, making it a great experience, and that carpeting is all new.
You know, we've actually talked about the carpeting on the air here in previous years, because when I go for media day, you've got a big crew out there with vacuums doing everything they can to make sure the carpet's in good shape, and now you've got new carpeting.
Yeah. You know what? In matter of fact, on that point, we actually vacuum the entire space on a daily basis, you know, because, again, it's a lot of foot traffic, a lot of people going through. And, you know, you want to keep it clean and an exciting, you know, environment for everybody.
And you also have classic cars there, too. So you have things from the past on display, I understand.
Oh, yeah. We've done this, I think, at least 13 or 14 years where we bring in local vehicles that people let us, in essence, borrow for 10 days. The vehicles are 25 years or older, and we put them into the South Hall. Again, that's carpeted in an area where people can see those cars. And I got to tell you guys, the best thing I've witnessed in all the years I've been with the show is grandparents, fathers, daughters, sons, everybody walking through there. And there's always a story, right? I had one of these, or I've driven one of these when I was a kid. Or take a look at that Mustang on the new car show floor and this one, and look at the differences, but similarities and design, you know, being carried over from the 60s and 70s. So it's a family event, and that's one of the things that always sticks in my mind about the classic cars.
On the flip side of that, Lou, from cars we might have had or our parents might have had, there are cars that maybe we wish we had. Millionaires Row. Tell us about that.
Sure. For the past 4 or 5 years, we've had an area in the show where we bring in cars that certainly I'm not able to drive. We don't really see them on the roads, but they are produced, and so it's an opportunity to see at the show from Highline, you know, Mercedes and Porsches that are not just the run-of-the-mill vehicles, to Aston Martins and Rolls-Royce, Maseratis. You know, Bernie Moreno locally has a lot of those franchises. He's bringing in those vehicles from his dealership. We've got a McLaren coming in, and we're working on a couple other special ones that we haven't announced yet, but they're vehicles that, again, you can't see them. You know, almost to a point where they're bought from the dealership and then either put in storage or they're rarely driven, and you can see them at the show.
Talking this morning to Lou Vitantonio about the Cleveland Auto Show opening up on Friday, the 23rd. You've got this thing called Camp Jeep. Tell me about that.
Well, I think it's in its 11th year, and Camp Jeep is an experience where they will put, you know, obviously customers, and they could put up to 3 people in a Jeep driving inside on an off-road course to accentuate what Jeeps can do off-road and obviously outside, but it gets you an experience in that vehicle. They've done it, I think, 11 or 12 years, and it's really exciting. And it's the special thing about this year is they're going to have the brand-new Wrangler. Obviously, it's produced in Toledo, And that vehicle will be the one that the majority of people will be riding in through the course inside the IX Center.
Now, we talked about Optimus Prime. That's kind of a celebrity draw. You can't get an autograph from Optimus Prime, but you do have some other folks there that'll be signing autographs, I guess, and drawing attention.
Oh, yeah. We've got appearances throughout the week on the weekends. We've got Browns players. We've got also on Monday, Jeff Green's coming in from the Cavs. We've got Kevin Love coming back on Wednesday, the 28th, from 6 to 8. Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar, always a fan favorite. He's coming in on the 28th. We have something for everybody. Stipe, you know, our legend of the UFC fighters, coming in with a NASCAR driver from the Xfinity Series, Ryan Truex, on Thursday, March 1st. Best way is go to ClevelandAutoShow.com. You'll see the times, any restrictions, and when those individuals will be there. But we've got something going on every day at the show.
You have cars that may or may not be in production, in a sense, like prototypes or things of what they're working on in the future?
Sure. I mean, nowadays, prototypes are very, very expensive to produce. So the manufacturers a lot of times will produce vehicles that you'll see within 12 to 18 months in the showroom. And they call them pre-production vehicles. Good example is the Ranger. It was introduced up in Detroit. It's going to be in Chicago. Obviously, that show just closed yesterday, and it'll be in Cleveland. So they're carrying it from the different auto shows to the Cleveland. It'll be the first time it's in the state of Ohio. And there are vehicles throughout the show that, again, they're pre-production. That means that they're not totally finished, but you'll see them within the next 12 to 18 months on the roads and in the dealerships.
When you have everything arranged there pretty much by brand, does every brand look so specific, or do you see, I mean, you know, they try to distinguish themselves, but sometimes of a certain generation, all the cars start looking the same.
Yeah, I mean, again, differentiation is key as far as design, technology, some of the other things. I mean, there are vehicles everywhere from, you know, high efficiency, you know, fuel economy with technology in them, all the way to, you know, I hate to call it this, but people movers or family movers with SUVs. You know, everybody has a different need, and I think the manufacturers that are represented in the show will always be able to fill that with a different version. You know, crossovers and SUVs are the most popular right now, along with trucks. I think that's mostly because of the fact that fuel is held steady. But there are sedans, there are sports cars, there's vehicles for everybody. Everybody's need in the show, and it's just a great place to see everything that you want.
Lou, can I get myself a wagon, a station wagon?
You know what? I'm from the generation of the Oldsmobile Custom Cruisers and some of those vehicles. I was the youngest of three boys that had to sit in the back and face out. If anybody remembers that, facing backwards,
sure.
and you know, waving to everybody. There are versions out there, and as a matter of fact, there is, I wouldn't call it a station wagon, I don't think Buick would like it, but the Buick Regal Tour X, which is a wagon, is brand new. It's a 2018. We're actually giving one away. Also, in addition to that, we're giving a 2018 GMC Terrain away, both those vehicles, so a 24-month lease. You enter each day of the show, we'll bring everybody back on Sunday. You know, 1 in 5 shot of winning one of those vehicles. So we're giving two vehicles away on the last weekend of the show.
Again, it's February 23rd through March 4th at the IX Center. You can go to ClevelandAutoShow.com for all ticket information and all show times for different things going on. Lou, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much.
Hey, appreciate you having me.